This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, lawyers will continue trying to find jurors to hear the murder case against three white men in Georgia accused in the shooting death of a black man, Ahmaud Arbery. One jury panelist told attorneys yesterday he's sick of hearing about the case. Another wondered if she might have to fear for her safety if she's chosen to sit on the jury. The AP's Julie Walker.
The fatal shooting of Arbery on a residential street outside the port city of Brunswick in February of 2020 sparked a national outcry after a cell phone video of the killing leaked online 2 months later. Father and son Greg and Travis McMichael and a neighbor, William Roddy Bryant, are charged with murder and other crimes in the 25-year-old black man's death.
More than 1,000 people crowded onto the front steps of the California Capitol building yesterday in Sacramento to protest Governor Gavin Newsom's decision to require all children to get the coronavirus vaccine to attend public and private schools. Former President Trump has told White House aide Steve Bannon not to answer questions from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building, and he's suing the panel to try to keep them from getting former White House documents. But the lawmakers say they're not backing down. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The January 6th committee is scheduled to vote today to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress. He defied a subpoena relating to his role in the attempt to violently block Joe Biden's presidential certification from taking place. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Human rights activists are urging governments, sponsors, and athletes to boycott the 2022 Olympic Winter Games in China because of its human rights record. Activists call the games China's genocide games. This is AP News. The U.S. condemns it. North Korea's missile launch this morning. The AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
North Korea has fired at least one ballistic missile into the sea in what South Korea's military describes as a weapon likely designed for submarine-based launches, marking possibly the most significant demonstration of the North's military might since President Joe Biden took office. The launch came hours after the U.S. reaffirmed its offer to resume diplomacy on North Korea's nuclear weapons program. It underscored how the North continues to expand its military capabilities amid a pause in diplomacy. The South Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement it detected the North firing one short-range ballistic missile it believed to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile from waters near the eastern port of Sinpo, and that the South Korean and U.S. militaries were closely analyzing the launch. I'm Zaria Shackley.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.